It's the Mike Rogers Show coming to you live from Tokyo, Japan, a year-end special. And I'll be with my good friend, Evan Borgholt. And you can tune into the Mike Rogers Show. We play Japanese music, Japanese pop, Japanese... And you can win a bazillion dollars on this show. I don't know how you can, but maybe, you know, if you listen to the show, maybe you can somehow, maybe buy a raffle ticket or something. The Mike Rogers Show. Yes! Tune in! We're going to have our year-end top five countdown. It's going to be way cool, and you can hear more good songs just like this.
Bastards and wenches, welcome to episode 255 of No Borders, No Race, your J-pop and alternative hotspot. I am your King David, Doc Evan Borgo. Thank you once again for tuning in. The fall season has arrived. Somewhat. I'm still wearing shorts as of this recording. I've always found myself enjoying the autumn season over any other season. The colors in the trees, the comfortable temperatures, the scent and taste of apple cider, and of course, the Halloween season. Now, I'm the most easily frightened fellow out there, especially when it comes to like haunted houses and certain Japanese horror movies. So normally a holiday like Halloween would be a nightmare for me to experience, but there are a lot of great things about it, like watching classic horror movies that don't frighten me too much, and, you know, eating a shit ton of candy, which you're never too old to do. And also, the sight of people dressing up in amazing costumes. Of course, this whole costume thing may have to be tinkered with, seeing as we all still need to wear masks. Though, technically, some of the best costumes already involve masks. So, would that mean putting a mask over another mask? Does that take away from some of the fear factor? I mean, we've got a couple of weeks to see what happens and to prepare for it. But at any rate, so long as people celebrate Halloween in a safe and fun way, then I guess that's a win in anybody's book. Alright, let's talk about today's episode. On today's episode of No Borders, No Race, Rolling Stone magazine updates its top 500 albums of all time. Where did it go right? Who got snubbed? I share my thoughts on that. Plus, The Art of the Con is animated in Netflix's new series, Great Pretender. But first, as always, Nihon no minasan, moichido Nihongo yoyaku no mo hitotsu no edition ga yatte kimashita. Zenkai no episode dewa, Serenity Forge no Sosetsu-san o mukaimashita. Raineen release sareru jiki game Date Night Bowling ni tsuite chatto shimashita. Takusan no inspiration wa koten teki na bowling no title dake de naku terebi ya eiga no oku no romantic comedy kara mo kite imasu. Genji ten de wa date night bowling ni hanasu teiboku ga toujou suru ka douka wa kakunin dekimasen. Atarashi series The Girls Wrong Show ni tsuite mo hanashimashita. Keiosu wa maishu atarashi geki no seto no naka de toki hanatarimasu. Ikutsu ka no joku wa karera no maku ni taishite imasen ga, yumou no daibunbun wa yosoku fuku no de are, okoe de warate shimau hodo omoshiroi desu. Second season mo seisaku ga hajimata toki, odoroki to yorokobi no ryohou ga suzuku koto o negatte imasu. My thanks again to my teacher, Mikio Hattori-sensei. Remember, if you'd like to know more information on her cultural exchange initiative, be sure to visit their website at ceinitiative.org. And I just realized that I have been doing the Nihongo Yoyaku for almost a year now, seeing as the first one I did was part of the episode that premiered on October 29th, 2019. So I'm wondering if there is something else I can do to boost my Japanese speaking skills on this episode. Because, you know, after doing this for almost a year, it's still very, very challenging. I'll ponder on that for a bit as we get started on this week's playlist. Remember, as always, if you like what you hear and would like to support these artists, you can find all of their music on CD Japan, Yes Asia, Amazon, Apple Music, Spotify, Bandcamp, the band's official sites, and your local record stores. We're starting off the show with a new song from Perfume, who are paying homage to 80s era J-pop. Sounds like someone was listening to Satellite Young when they came up with this track. Here is their latest, aptly titled Time Warp.
Guy from issuesprogram.com and Phil the Issues Guy on YouTube. Do you like television? Do you like talking about television? Do you have problems and can't sleep at night? If you any of those things are true, come on down and join Phil the Issues Guy on YouTube. Phil's recap and review, or check out issuesprogram.com to check out our stuff. Basically, what we do is we talk a lot about television, some movies, but mainly television. We do post-episode recaps, live viewings, drunk commentary games, and just general analysis. So if you love television, you don't have a ton of people to talk about television, or you just cannot get enough of some of these awesome shows like Vikings, Better Call Saul, Westworld, Game of Thrones, even The Walking Dead, and some other random shows that just pop up here and there. If you cannot get enough of all those programs and you want to talk about them, jump on over, join in the live motherfucking chat with some of the best people in the world that all share their thoughts real time whenever we go live. So if you subscribe to the YouTube channel, you follow the YouTube channel by clicking that little bell thing, you can find out anytime we go live. You can also check out issuesprogram.com for a backload of all of our stuff and check out our podcast on Stitcher, iTunes, and lots of other places. Huge thanks to all of you, and hope you check it out and hope you enjoy it. And I'll talk to you guys next time.
He's calling me to hold me.
The Pillows with Last Dinosaur from 1999's Happy Bivouac, one of the many songs featured in the hit anime series Fooly Cooly. While The Pillows have been a little quiet this year, frontman Sawao Yamanaka just recently released a new solo EP entitled Rock and Roll Wa Iranai. I listened to one of the songs from that EP and it's actually pretty damn good, so check it out if you can. As time goes on, lists change. Since the turn of the century, Rolling Stone has made it their mission to deliver a list of the greatest albums ever made. They first did this list in 2003, with a revamped one in 2012. Now, 8 years later, they've gone and made another list of the top 500 albums of all time. And before I read the list, you know, I was already in preparation for disappointment and a plethora of egocentric hand jobs from its writers, as they tend to lean towards a lot of bands that they always shower with praise. But, surprisingly, there's actually a lot of albums that I agree on. In fact, I'd say about one-fifth of the top 500 albums listed are albums that I not only 100% agree on, but actually own in my possession. Now, one of the things that first popped onto my site was, of course, the album ranked at number one, which is Marvin Gaye's What's Going On. While it isn't my normal taste in music, I do admit that the album is both amazing and important in the realm of R&B and rock in general. And considering the current climate regarding Black Lives Matter and the rise of racism, it's a record that's still relevant. While it's not my number one pick for greatest album of all time, I do understand why it's listed there. However, when it does come to my number one pick album of all time, I was incredibly happy to see Prince and the Revolution's Purple Rain ranking at number 8. To keep score, Michael Jackson's Thriller was at number 12. And if you know me well, you would know that I've argued for years that Purple Rain was a far superior album than Thriller ever was. One factor to my argument is this. When Prince wanted to sound badass behind an instrument, he did it himself. When Michael Jackson wanted to sound badass behind an instrument, he phoned a friend. Thriller is Jackson and his pals making a great record. Purple Rain was Prince looking at Thriller going, "That's cute," and then blasting it away with 9 audible masterpieces. Also, I prefer a Darling Nikki over a Billie Jean any day, if you catch my meaning. As for my pick for number 2 greatest album of all time, Pink Floyd's The Wall, that lands at number 129, with Dark Side of the Moon, their second best album in my honest opinion, at number 55. Though to be fair, the movie and stage show made The Wall a more iconic record. Purple Rain is the greatest album of all time, in spite of an okay movie it was recorded around. And no, my number 3 album didn't get listed on there. I know it hasn't aged as well as a plethora of the records on this list, but Sports by Huey Lewis in the News is just a goddamn guilty pleasure for me. If you can't respect my taste in that regard, then I must sincerely ask you to, fuck off. There's a great representation of rap and hip-hop on Rolling Stone's Top 500 as well. In fact, I'd say every rap milestone that's ever been achieved can be found here. Run DMC's Raising Hell, Beastie Boys' Paul's Boutique, NWA's Straight Outta Compton, Wu-Tang Clan's 36 Chambers, and Public Enemy's Fear of a Black Planet are albums that transformed the rap game from one played on the streets to the ones played in the palaces, as evident by the addition of Dr. Dre's The Chronic, Snoop Doggy Dogg's Doggy Style, and Eminem's The Marshall Mathers LP. And yes, Kanye's on this list too. A lot, in fact. He may have his issues, but albums like Late Registration, Graduation, and My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy are some of the greatest musical achievements in hip-hop's history. Other albums that were a great surprise to see included two Pixies records in the form of Surfer Rosa and Doolittle at number 390 and 141, respectively. And between them, at 293, lies Kim Deal's The Breeders album, Last Splash, which I think is better than anything the Pixies did. There's even some good 90s R&B love given here as well, in the form of Boyz II Men's 2 record at number 495, and TLC's Crazy, Sexy, Cool at number 218. Hey, my tastes were a lot different as a kid than they are today, and those two albums were amazing to my ears when I was younger. So, don't judge me in that regards. Lastly, I was in complete shock to see at number 121 an incredibly underappreciated album. At least, I thought it was underappreciated in the form of Elvis Costello's This Year's Model. The album, which has songs like Pump It Up, Radio Radio, and probably most of Costello's best work, hasn't gotten a lot of love by the press and those who make top albums lists. So, it's nice to see it finally getting some recognition. So, all in all, I can safely say that Rolling Stone magazine actually didn't fuck up their list. Hell, they didn't even put U2 in the top 50, which, knowing how much they love kissing Bono's ass, came as a complete surprise. Side note, I do love U2, but not everything they do is flawless. Now, does this mean that there were many snubs? Well, we're gonna get to that in our next segment. For now, let us play some more music. And right now, we're going to play a song from an album that is a high contender for the best record of 2020. And I am in complete awe over the fact that Marilyn Manson, after being in the music scene for over 30 years, has made one of the best albums of his career. We Are Chaos. This is to Manson what Alice Cooper's 2000 record Brutal Planet was. A reminder that he's still a badass. From We Are Chaos, here's Marilyn Manson with Perfume.
Sleeping. Hi, this is Clay Inferno, and you're listening to I Think This Is Great. I Think This Is Great! Exclamation point with Clay Inferno is the full name of the show. And it's an interview podcast about people doing and being their best. We talk about doing compassionate work, making books, working on teams, getting over hurdles, doing great things, even when the chips are down and you just, frankly, don't want to do anything. It's a little bit of a tech podcast, but mostly this is a interview show where I talk to some of the most fascinating people that have come into my life. And hopefully I get to meet some new friends along the way. So welcome, and please let me know what you think of I Think This Is Great with Clay Inferno by joining the conversation on social media with the hashtag ITTIGpod. Or you can reach out to me directly at CLAYNFERNO, Clay Inferno. There is no I in that Inferno, at Clay Inferno, clayinferno.com. But you are here at ithinkthisisgreat.com. So do me a favor, once the show launches, please go on to iTunes and wherever you get your podcasts and leave me a rating. And please spread the word. I want people to know about the show and the amazing people that I have on it. So we will see you on the internet.
This is LJ, and I think this is great.
Hey, this is Luke O'Neill, and you're listening to I Think This Is Great.
I think your business is great, and I think you're listening to Clay Fernal. Windows backwards.
I'm going to use that one.
Hustler with Ambition, one of the bands that made me want to pay more attention to the Japanese music scene back in the day. Sadly, they would disband a couple of years after they released that EP, but their spirit lives on in bands like Otoboke Beaver, The Let's Goes, and The Tomboys. Up next, we have Boris, who have been digging into their old catalog and unleashing some very hard-to-find albums in the Western world. They have also delivered one of this year's best albums to come out of Japan, simply titled No. From that album, this is Boris with Lust.
We'll be right back. Do you remember the old school video games you grew up with? Curious about gaming history that's all but forgotten? Do you just like the sound of my voice? Hey, David here, and I host and produce the show ArtCast, which is short for Another Retro Gaming Podcast. Come join me every week for fun discussions with a variety of guests and friends within the gaming industry discussing the retro titles we all love. We also tackle retro gaming related news, play the game show Random Select, and do game giveaways. So give us a listen at retrozap.com/ArtCast or on any major podcast platform like iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play Music, and more. Thanks for listening and keep it retro.
Josh Werner with The Crossing from Mode for Titan, his newest album that arrives in stores this Friday. The frequent collaborator of such acts as Wu-Tang Clan, Sibamoto, and Lee Scratch Perry worked with Painkiller bassist Bill Laswell on this album, which demonstrates the power that the bass guitar has. You know, for those who weren't won over by the skills of Lemmy Kilmister. And it's good that I played something a little mellow like that, because right now, it's time for me to rage against the machine. It's a bastard soapbox, Rolling Stone Top 500 Albums of All Time edition. Now, as I pointed out in my previous segment, Rolling Stone's new Top 500 Albums of All Time list has a lot of high notes. But it does have its fair share of snubs, and I'm going to start with an artist that I mentioned in my Marilyn Manson intro. Alice Cooper. I found it interesting that they listed Kiss on this list, while Cooper, who inspired everything Kiss does, is nowhere to be found. No love for Billion Dollar Babies, Killer, or even Welcome to My Nightmare. So, boo! Boo to that! Second, I was very happy to see the Stooges' self-titled and Funhouse on this list, but to not give any love to Iggy's iconic Lust for Life, That's just awful snubbing right here and there. I was listening to the album the other day, and it's still a masterpiece 43 years later. I guess maybe I can forgive Rolling Stone, seeing as they gave some love to Motorhead with the inclusion of Ace of Spades. Perhaps that'll, you know, poke the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame to finally induct them. Next, while I was very excited to see the underrated This Year's Model by Elvis Costello on the list, I was slightly disappointed that Rocky Erickson's The Evil One was bypassed for the likes of Harry Styles' Fine Line, which is barely even a year old as of this recording. Yeah, I know this is a moment where my own tastes have to come in there and shake things up, but a lot of bands looked up to Rocky Erickson, ranging from the likes of Queens of the Stone Age, Fucked Up, and Ghost, three other bands that got snubbed from the list, FYI, despite them making some of the most memorable rock, punk, and metal albums of the last 20 years. This leads me to a couple of whys. Why are there compilation albums on this list? I get soundtracks being on this list, like Saturday Night Fever, because it's basically the epitome of disco. But I think it's kind of cheating when you put on the list Bob Marley's Legend or Madonna's The Immaculate Collection, which features the artist's best work, and claim that it's a contender for best record. And the actual records of Madonna's that made the list? I mean, I can respect your picks, but how could you not put Like a Virgin on there? There's even the psychedelic rock compilation album Nuggets, which featured Rocky Erickson in his 13th Floor Elevators band on there. I get that it's a showcase of the genre's best work, but again, it's kind of like cheating. The same can be said about live albums. Now, I do love The Who's Live at Leeds and Kiss is Alive, but to me, they're just re-recordings of previous songs. It'd be like choosing the acoustic re-recording of Alanis Morissette's Jagged Little Pill over the original, the latter of which fortunately shows up at number 69. The only live album on this list that deserves to be on there is MC5's Kick Out the Jams, motherfucker, which lands at 349. That reason is because none of the songs on there were never recorded in studio, so that's why that record counts. And I could hypothetically go on a long-ass rant about the lack of Japanese artists on this list, but I think I'd just be spewing hot air. I know that most critics currently don't pay attention to that scene like I do, hence why I do No Borders No Race, so maybe future critics can pay attention to Japan's music scene. I'd love to live in a time where Eiichi Otake's A Long Vacation, or The Pillows Runners High, or Guitar Wolf's Jet Generation, or Puffy Amiyumi's Nice could one day make a greatest albums of all time list that, well, isn't my list, honestly. And, you know, I guess that about does it for my complaints. It took me 3 hours to snoop through that top 500 list, and there wasn't anything on there that made me roll my eyes too much in there. More personal choices, though. Like, I'm no fan of Amy Winehouse or Adele, so seeing them show up on this list made me sigh disappointedly. So I guess I can say my rant is over, and I can put my soapbox away until next time. Again, I was very surprised by how much I agreed with the picks on Rolling Stone's new list. Go take a look for yourself. I think you would agree that it's a far better showcase of the greatest music ever recorded than the 2003 or 2012 incarnations. Alright, let's return to the playlist. Here's one of the most criminally underrated punk acts to come out of Japan, though their recognition might never come to be, seeing as they broke up shortly after recording this album. From 2006's Yellow Fever Blues, here are the Spunks with Number One. Hey!
scream! Ah, my face all the best. I am number one. Never gonna slow me down. We are number one. Number one. Number one. Number one. Number one. Number one.
In this pop culture saturated world, what's a nerd to do?
Hang out with your good pals on Nerdy Show, that's what.
Our flagship podcast is a weekly celebration of the multifaceted D20 that is the modern nerd.
When we're not devising horrors that combine VR and spiders or taste testing weird food, we're discussing the latest geek happenings,
digging into our deepest nerd niches,
or interviewing a celebrity or two.
Head to nerdyshow.com or find us on iTunes and experience a multiverse of awesomeness.
That was Brian the Sun with Searchlight. And last month, they announced that they will be going on hiatus for an undisclosed amount of time. Some very sad news, as they delivered a lot of really great songs for shows like Sweetness and Lightning, Boruto, and My Hero Academia. And now, we mellow out a little bit with The Rugs, a duo made up of four-way cross-band members Courtney Davies and Steve Gerdes. Apologies if I butchered those names. Though the May band has once again gone on hiatus, the Rugs have picked up the pieces to craft their own debut album, which just came out a couple of weeks ago. From their self-titled release, this is Wildebeest.
Passion, freedom, knowledge. The Abstract Japan Podcast at abstractjapan.com.
Sayonara soldier, 極限のレストラン、干からびたパスタと冷めたビーフ、歪んだスピーカー越しの音。
Asian Kung Fu Generation with Sayonara Soldier from their 2018 album Hometown. This week, we'll see the band unleashing their latest single, Dialogue, which will then hopefully lead them to their next record. I love movies about con artists. Films like The Sting, Ocean's 11 and its trilogy remake, and probably my favorite Nicolas Cage movie, Matchstick Men, demonstrate the art of a great con and scheme. The world of anime has showcased this, especially in the Lupin the Third series and even Detective Conan here and there. But rarely have I seen it demonstrated in such a cinematic way, quite like Wit Studios' Great Pretender. Great Pretender splits its 23 episodes into four cases, with the first three currently available to watch outside of Japan. The story follows a Japanese con artist named Makoto, who partners up with French con man Laurent, his assistant Abigail, and close confidant Cynthia to steal from the assholes of the world. From washed-up movie producers pushing drugs to an art dealer with ties to forgery, the quartet, alongside some of their closest pals, pick the deepest of pockets all for the sake of being Robin Hoods for themselves. There are so many layers that make Great Pretender such a great series. For starters, its story is very unpredictable, and despite it being animated, it tends to stay grounded in reality to make every con pulled seem plausible. Add on to the fact that the cast is hugely entertaining, especially when it comes time for Abigail to shine in the spotlight. Sorry, Chizuru from Rent-A-Girlfriend, but Abby's the true best girl of summer of 2020. Despite them being a team that could break up if a plan fails, there's a great bond between everyone, specifically with Lawrence mentoring ways with Makoto. What I also like is that Great Pretender gives characters the chance to fail and redeem themselves later on. This is very evident in Case 3, Snow of London, where Makoto attempts to con an art critic, only for the picture he scams him into selling winds up being worth millions more than what he sold it for. But it all builds up towards the ultimate con, and the way Makoto grows into both a better schemer and a better person showcases the true down-to-earth nature this series demonstrates. One other great thing about this show is its animation. While Wit Studio has made better-looking anime like Attack on Titan and After the Rain, the style of Great Pretender puts it above anything else you've seen. The color scheme alone brings to mind classic cartoons from the 1960s, but the backgrounds showcase as much cool character as the characters themselves, who look great as well. But it's when we see the show in action through a car chase, or a boxing match, or a high-flying race, when this anime presents its animation in the best possible light. Lastly, there's the soundtrack, composed by Yutaka Yamada and Evie. This is, hands down, the best jazz soundtrack since Cowboy Bebop. I can't tell you just how perfect this score is. You literally need to hear it for yourself, which is what I'm going to be doing in just a moment, and I'm actually playing just a little bit of the soundtrack behind this segment. I don't know how The Last Caper is going to turn out, as Netflix hasn't released it yet in America. However, it's very easy to see Great Pretender as one of 2020's most outstanding anime series. And this is coming from a summer season that also had shows like Decadence, Aparanman, and Misfit of Demon King Academy. But out of everything that's come out this season, nothing delivers a wow factor like Great Pretender does. I highly recommend watching it on Netflix, and this may shock you, I recommend watching it in English over Japanese. There are some things the characters talk about that make more sense in English than when it's talked about in Japanese. You'll hear what I mean, especially in the third episode, because that's when I switched it into English, because there is a moment where an antagonist is berating someone at an In-N-Out Burger in a specific manner. Anyways, watch Great Pretender. It's amazing, and do not skip the end credits or else the ghost of Freddie Mercury will haunt you. And as I just mentioned, we are going to play one of the insert songs from Great Pretender. With vocals by Imari and featured in The Snow of London case, here's Evie with Someday.
Was good to know you. But I'm not gonna pretend I'm all better. Thought we were forever. Heart still in pieces. and your shadow follows me places all the time. I can't shake this feeling of loneliness. That's just life, I guess. But I believe someday soon I'll learn to overcome it. The scars will heal, hope will bloom, no more dwelling. 'Cause today I choose to stay. I will love again someday, so I'm not gonna stay paralyzed, 'cause I'm not by your side. Time passes slowly. I hope when time a healer will mend my soul, and I can let you go. But I believe someday soon I'll learn to overcome it. The scars will heal, heart will bloom, no more dwelling. 'Cause today I choose to say I will love again.
Clickbait, paywalls, or shilling around. At Scarlet Rhapsody, we are an independent web zone covering conventions across the country. Scarlet Rhapsody breaks it down for you. The guests, the dealers, the culture, the cosplay, the trending fandoms, and what makes a convention worth the price of admission. Are you convention cultured? You will be. Visit us on the web at scarlet-rhapsody.com, Facebook at Scarlet Rhapsody Media, Twitter at Cons and Churros, YouTube at Scarlet Rhapsody Convention Cultured, and remember, the con is what you make of it, so make it a good one. See you at the con.
Call me once, call me twice. Call me once, call me twice. Keep your eyes.
That was Hell Boulevard with Speak of the Devil from their new album, Not Sorry. And as the title suggests, the album is chock-filled with melodies about no regrets, zero remorse, and a lack of caring of what others have to say. And you know, you can't hate a band that comes up with a song title like You Had Me at Fuck Off. That's just delightful. Well, that about wraps up this week's episode of No Borders, No Race. Remember, for the recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos from the Boston Bash Brigade, you can find us at www.b3crew.com. If you have any questions, comments, or if you're in a band and want to be featured on our show, you can write to us at thebastards@bostonbashbrigade.com, like us on facebook.com/bostonbashbrigade, and follow us on b3crew.tumblr.com. And you can follow me, Your King Baby Duck, on Twitter, the J-Pop, Video Games, Anime, Amino Pages, Instagram, and Twitch at King Baby Duck ESH. Don't forget to give some love to our friends at Black Compat, which you can find at blackcompat.com, twitch.tv/blackcompat, and youtube.com/blackcompat. Promotional consideration provided for this week's tracks from Josh Werner, The Rugs, and Hell Boulevard, made possible by Shameless Promotion PR. And a very special thank you to Nitrous M1 for their contribution to Shameless Tuesdays. We're going to end the show with the J-pop trio of Maya Regina, who just released their sophomore album, Maya Zim, Curator, which features songs from such anime as Citrus, Apare Ranman, and Hensuki. This song that I'm about to play can be heard as an insert track in a recent anime adaptation of one of our favorite video games, Senran Kagura. From Maya Zim, this is Maya Regina with Akatsuki Uta. And until next time, this is your King Baby Duck, reminding you that you don't have to be from Boston to be a bastard, but it sure helps.
Don't make
Hey guys, this is your King Baby Duck Evan Borgo from the Electric Sisterhood and your host for the No Borders, No Race podcast. Each episode, we play the best, brightest, and hottest acts from Japan, America, Europe, and the rest of the world. Every song spun is but a mere taste of what you can expect of the artists heard, so if you truly loved what hit your eardrums, please be sure to support these musicians and buy their albums, EPs, and singles. Places like Amazon.com, CD Japan, Yes Asia, Bandcamp, iTunes, and even your local record store are great places to plop down some sweet moolah to let those artists know that they're doing a heck of a good job with their melodies. The more an artist gets support from listeners, the better the chance that they'll come to a venue nearest you to play the sounds that won your heart. This message is brought to you by the Boston Bastard Brigade, reminding you all to support your local, national, and international artists any way you can.